OK， 好，那我今天先讲中文，再来讲英文哈，因为这个有录音哈。那今天我们东北哈暴风雨、暴风雪，然后呢，这还好，我们纽约哈还算是不错，只有下雨，但是晚上呢会下探到 digit 哈。-10°C 哈，就是 digit Fahrenheit 哈，然后又有风，好，所以那感觉又更冷哈。所以呢，明天的念佛会，明天晚上念佛会取消。那今天呢，因为我们开春第一场演讲，后来大家决定不要取消哈。虽然现场人不多，但我们还是要哈把这个进度好赶上。Okay, so this weekend we have a snowstorm in the northeast area. So a lot of places canceled the event. But in New York, we are lucky to have just rain. But tonight the temperature will go into the digit with wind. So it will feel much colder. So we will cancel tomorrow night's the chanting practice. But today, since the temperature is still good, 40 something, and a little rain, so we need to catch up the talk. And today we still continue the sutra of the 10 chakras of the Kittisgarbha. Okay, 今天我们继续呢来讲这个十轮经。好，那我们呢从我们已经从过去几个 talk 哈讲十轮呢，十轮经它有很多的章节，现在进入的第二个章节是这部经最重要的部分，它讲的十轮，好，十个轮，好，就是怎么样转好的方的重要步骤。那在这个经文里面呢，它的结构呢是先用一般世间，如果你要成为一个国王，怎么统治一个国家来当比喻，然后呢再相对的说，如果你想要成为佛，你想成佛的话呢，那你应该要怎么样做。那国王是统治国家跟人民，可是想要成佛是统治什么？统治我们的身心跟业力，好，不太一样，对象一个在内一个在外，好，但是他的方法呢是可以比对的哈。So like I said before, the chapter 2 of this sutra is the core of this sutra. It talk about 10 chakras, 10 wheels, that how you turn so that you can be a good king, or how we can become a Buddha. So the structure of this sutra used the analogy as a king. Use a king, how to run a kingdom, as an analogy to parallelly explain what each step we should do or practice so that we can gradually become a Buddha. However, as a king, you need to rule your kingdom. So you need to protect your territory. And also guide your citizen. But as a Buddhist, if we want to become a Buddha, then what we should protect and guide is not outside, it's inside. That is our body, mind, and karma. What happened? Okay. So, 那第一轮哈，第一轮的时候就是说， 我再复习一下哈。第一轮就是说一定要 appointed， 一定要有一个国，一个国家一定要一个国王。如果当你一个国家哈君主过世了哈，然后一大堆 princess 哈，一大堆王 prince 啊，一大堆王子或是没有子嗣哈，那一个国家就会乱，别人就会来攻击你。好，然后呢，所以一定要在这个他的的子嗣哈，国王的子嗣里面呢，挑一个哈有德恨又庄严哈，就是做起来不般的那哈，就是又有庄严，然后又有德恨，然后技艺什么琴棋书画什么都会的一个大家公认的人，一定要赶快君主过世，一定要让这个人先登王位，把这个国家的好，不管怎么样，年轻的老的都可以，就是把这个国家的这个镇住。好，这是第一轮哈。然后 so the first king chakra is when the king the former king pass away, this country, this kingdom should immediately select among the candidate who can succeed to the throne, that they need to select one that has the ability and the the virtue and the one that everybody thinks that he deserves this throne, that they should appoint this person or the king before he passed away. He should appoint one of the prince to take the throne, to succeed his throne, so that the country will be stabilized. And otherwise, people from neighbor country would like to attack you or take over this territory. And likewise, for a Buddhist, we also need to appoint a Buddha to be our teacher. 同样的呢，我们想要成佛啊，第一个要有一个学习的对象。好，他不是说啊，我这个你们都是我的子民哈，不是这样子的，而是说佛，诸佛呢必须选一尊佛来到这个世间，成为我们的老师，好，成为我们学习的对象。好，不然的话呢，别的宗教的会说，哎，你们呢，你们这是外道，然后你们没有老师，你们也没有教义，好，你们这个没有老师，没有教义，也没有一个带领的人。好，那这时候外教呢就会来怎么样，来攻击我们，说你这样修行不对啦，就是会批判我们的教义。所以这时候呢，是谁来到这个世间当我们的老师啊？释迦牟尼佛啊，被诸佛推举哈。其实不容易哦，这个五浊恶世啊，让我来吃一下喉糖。啊，三宝加持哈。So, as a Buddhist, if we want to attain the Buddhahood, we need to have a role model, so that we know what we should learn and what we should be like. So among the Buddhas, they recommend Shakyamuni Buddha come to this Saha world to teach us, you know, what is the principles and what we should practice so that we can gradually, or we can, through the practice, we can become a Buddha. And the second chakra for the king is that, okay, once you make sure that your territory is safe and your people are good at good conditions, then a king should learn how to operate, how to run a country. So they need to learn the so-called national affairs. 我好像应该先讲中文哈。好，第二王伦呢？第二王伦的时候呢，就是当一个国王呢登基哈，然后确保这个国家的安定的时候呢，这个国王必须要学习你要怎么治国吧，对不对？你不能说你只坐在上面，人家来供养你嘛哈。那你要治国啊，那这里呢，治国的事业它就包括三个项目。第一个呢，必须要什么学习战斗，因为别人还是会来攻击你嘛哈。第二个呢，人民要生活，所以我们要告诉他怎么造这个盖房子嘛，要有房子可以住，有田可以耕，可以自给自足。然后等到呢大家都基本的需求都有了哈，还要能够怎么样，所谓的财宝业伦，就是学习工商杂役。好，那当我们可以有饭吃的时候，我们才学毛笔，写毛笔嘛，来画画嘛。我们不能说哦，饭都没得吃了哈，还要学毛笔，还勾毛线，就不可能哈。但是因为哎，军政荣誉保护了，然后呢有房子住了，然后还来学一点哈，哈，不能就是说假设我们有这个。本来是只有吃红豆，对不对？我们想办法，还有红豆饼啊、红豆糕啊，哈，然后就做这种烹饪啊，然后让我们的生活更有品质，哈，这就是治国的事业，哈。那其实，在美国这边，我们来看也是一样的，哈。这个一个国家不管再怎么强盛，你还是要保护你的国家，哈。就是因为太强盛了，所以人家都是在觊觎你的，哈。那我们这边，比如说，哎，比较开发。已开发的国家，哇，那个建筑物哈，就看起来特别特别哈壮观。那你如果去非洲，等一下我们会看哈，非洲就树木枝叶加一加就是房子了嘛哈。那财宝呢？啊，等一下干更好玩哈。非洲他们觉得那种是财宝，那我们这边呢？哇，就是要去第五大道了吧哈？的第五大道看每个名。精品店啊齁，所有的东西都这么 elegant 齁，这是发生什么事齁，这是治国事业齁。那就你如果治得好，你就是开发中国家啊，如果你是已开发国家，你的齁这个国王比较地区也比较落后，就是还未开发国家，然后是什么开发中国家嘛齁，是这样子。The second chakra is how you, run the national affairs. That includes, the first aspect is the king need to train their army so that they know how to fight to protect their country. And the second aspect is, they need to train their people. The king need to train their people how to build houses, how to farm the fields so that they can have food to eat and then house to stay.And then when we have place to live and eat and food to eat, the third aspect is the king need to train their people, how to do more sophisticated art. For example, you're not starving, then we can talk about like learn calligraphy or artwork, right?And when we have rice and beans to eat, then we have extra beans we can talk about, we can learn how to cook bean paste or bean cake or something else, more sophisticated food. Just like, like US is a, a very well-developed country. So the army, the force is very pioneer. And also the building, look at Manhattan. All the building, you know, very modern and well designed. And also the things, all the artwork, like clothing, jewelry, everything is so elegant. So go visit the Fifth Avenue. You will see the most modern and advanced art. artwork, okay, and that's the second. Okay, and how about the second Buddha chakra? 为什么是这样子？ 那个Anderson在吗？ 他为什么会自己跳呢？ OK， 他自己会跳大跳小， 就是这样。 OK， 那第二佛轮呢？ 就是我们上次花了很多的时间讲解的哈。他一直点的那个是什么？OK， 你继续研究。 然后呢，第二个佛轮哈，就是我们很重要的哈，讲过了哈，刚刚的国王是什么？保护他的国家，对吧？好，那身为佛教徒要保护什么？保护我们的心，心是我们的领土。好，那所以我们花了很多的时间讲了十个定门。 好，十个修定的方法，好，也是这第二节又最重要的地方。好，佛陀教导我们十种修定的法门，怎么样练心，怎么样保护我们的心，不要被染污，怎么样看到我们的清净心。好，这是佛教徒第一个我们要统治的哈事业，第一个修定十个方法。 那第二个呢？第二个哈是万一修定修不了，要怎么样？习诵，就说你这边打坐哈，怎么样也入不了定，怎么样方法也用不上的时候，还有别种方法，就说因为你的心太难调伏了哈，那就从什么诵经。 礼忏开始，好，那诵经礼忏哦，也没办法，诵着诵着哦，脑筋一片混乱，好，就连阿弥陀经这么短，心经那么短都诵不下去，说要拜忏呢，一拜腰就闪到，哈，或是怎么样，就是没办法拜。还有第三个方法就是什么？修福，好，来为大众服劳役。 要修福，好，福报不够，你真是没有办法修行哈。那这是身为佛教徒的治国事业，就是这三个哈项目，一个是要修定，一个要习诵，一个要修福。So as a Buddhist, what's the affairs that we need to take care of? The first aspect, we need to protect our mind. We are not protecting any land, and the Buddhist does not build up a territory anywhere. But what we need to protect is our mind. Okay, so we use several talks, introduce 10 methods to practice samadhi. Okay, that's the That's the way how we train our mind, how we purify our deluded mind, and then so that we can see our pure mind. Okay. And the second aspect is for those who practice samadhi but never can get into the door. No matter how they practice, the mind is always very wild, and things always happen to you. So from this aspect, for those people, you can practice chanting, recitation. We can select the sutra and just keep reading it. Or you can chant or you can repent. Okay? And for those, even chanting a sutra is also very difficult, or even prostration you have a lot of obstacles to just trying to prostrate. Then the third aspect, what you can do is to build up your merit. For example, you come to the temple, do volunteer work, or you go out and serve the charity activity, or you donate your money to those who need it. And those are the practice that we build up the good affinity or good merits, so that it will in return help us to stabilize our mind and also have a good karma to practice even for recitation or the future samadhi work. Okay, then today what we are going to talk about is awards and punishment. This sounds very serious, but actually it's not. 那有了国家，你有治国事业的时候呢，其实大家都知道哈，里面的老百姓真的就这么安分吗？好，打开我们的手机一看哈，每天不管在哪个国家，每天都有很多很多的不好的事情发生，对吧？那一般我们都怎么做？那一天，就说，在一个国家，假设你是一个国王，你说，好，我一声令下，大家，有敌人来了，我们打仗。冲啊，有人就不要命了哈，就往前冲，对不对？有人就往后跑，说哎呀对不起国王哦，我还有我的老母啊，我还有我的太太，我还有我的小孩呢，我不能死，我不能往前冲。好，那大家说啊，那不然来盖房子。盖啊，好，那有的人怎样？每天很努力。但有人就会偷懒，对吧？有没有？好，他说：“那不然你来缝衣服好了吧？啊，你不要去盖房子，来缝衣服好了。”一样的，哈，就有人很尽心力，默默的在做。那有的人呢，就我们大家都已经够老了，哈，知道这个社会上工作的时候，什么样的人都有，对吧？好，有人不工作，哈，还可以得到老板的赏识，有没有？这蛮奇怪的哈，啊，有的人努力的工作还都被骂那这时候如果你是一个好的国王，如果你是一个好的国王的话，你就会很清楚的知道怎么样的赏罚。赏罚是一个非常非常重要的一个过程。 So the third chakraKing Chakra, we need to talk about awards and punishments. Okay. You are the king. You rule this kingdom. And you tell people, fight for our country. Go. And then some people say, sorry, my mother is very old and I have wife, I have children. I cannot go. I cannot take the gun and fight. I don't want to die. Okay.And what if you ask him, okay, then you go build a house. you build a castle for the king. And then, you know, oh, this is too heavy, you know, a lot of excuses. And some people certainly try their best, try all their effort to achieve the order. And also, how about, okay, you cannot, how about suing? You know, we live old enough to know this society that we have so many different kinds of people. Even in a company, you know, some people do very few works but get promoted. And some people work very hard but never get the boss's attention. So if you want to be a good king, a king should know the way to acknowledge who works very hard and who are lazy. Okay, so here the sutra says that, you know, for those who, you know, work very hard and achieve the highest mission, that you should give them a big award. You know, you give them a jewelry, give them a very big house and something to award them, so that people know, you know, next time they will do their best. And for those who are weak in something, they still try very hard, just because their body is weak, so they can contribute less. But, you know, you still need to give them awards, small awards, you know, to acknowledge their effort. But for those who are very lazy or even commit crimes, and you have to punish them. Otherwise, those people will ruin this country and nobody want to work hard anymore. Okay, this is very obvious in the company, right? We just finished 2018. So the company would give dividend, right? And does everybody get equal dividend? No. But, and yet it's secret, right? You can tell people how much you'd get. Because the company will evaluate your effort and then give you a word, right? To acknowledge your effort. Now, 请问大家哈, 在公司里面呢, 好, 很容易嘛, 来看你的业绩什么什么, 然后发分红利嘛, 那红利在公司里面也是不能讲的, 因为每个人都不一样, 对吧? 那公司一定会有一个机构, 评估说, 你呢, 你是要应该奖赏多少, 你奖赏多少, 有人很大, 有人很小, 对不对? 那如果你这个员工呢, 又不听话, 然后也不做事, 好, 还频频犯错, 那你就拿到一个 pink check, 是不是? 你就 lay off 了嘛, 他就请你走路了, 好, 这很简单嘛, 好。 但是请问一个国家的国王可以 lay off 他的 citizen 吗? 不能呢, 齁, 所以是要处理, 齁。 那请问大家, 齁, 这个奖赏, 齁, 赏罚是非常的, 要有很大的智慧, 齁。 请问大家都当过妈妈了吧, 齁, 大部分了, 齁, 爸爸妈妈, 齁, 请问小孩子你们怎么赏罚呀? 处罚很简单, 晚上没有准时回来, 齁, 做什么错误, 我们就给他 grounded, 对不对? 好, 然后就, 你不, 本来就不给你吃饭, 本来应该 vacation 的不给你去, 对不对? 好, 我们可以用种种的方法, 请问你们怎么奖赏你们的小孩? 或是你们希望爸爸妈妈给你什么奖赏? 我只记得我很小的时候, 在小学一, 我哥哥只有大我一岁嘛, 好, 那他二年级, 小学二年级, 我就一年级嘛, 我那时候可能他, 他可能一, 小学一年级, 我还没读书, 我只记得有一天, 我们那时候小时候大家都穷嘛, 然后我们家又在花莲更乡下的地方，有一天我爸爸就牵一台脚踏车回来了。然后发生了什么事呢？哦，原来我的哥哥哈，好像通通考满分，小学一年级了哈，就是每一科全部考满分，我爸爸好高兴哦，买一台脚踏车这样，结果他还没有会骑，我先会骑，先拿来骑。哎，我哥哥就很高兴哈。但是呢，我的哥哥呢，并没有因为奖赏呢，在他的人生旅程哈，他到后来很叛逆，是因为我的爸爸对他过度的罚。好，你看。父母亲的赏罚对小孩子非常的重要的哈，我哥哥表现很好的嘛，哦，赶快奖赏了，对不对？可是等到他越来越大的时候呢，他犯了一点点小错误哈，因为我爸爸是那个从大陆来的那军人嘛哈，退伍下来的。那我那时候也是看到，哇，好恐怖哦，也不知道发生什么事情，就吊起来打，也不是吊起来打了，就是打得很厉害啊，这样子啊。然后你又不能跑，这样子，哇，是打成这样子。我比较少被我爸爸打到了，然后只要一点点什么小错，因为小时候也不清楚，哦，就常常打到后来他是叛逆，你说什么我都不听，然后不读书的，怎么讲都不读，就放纵自己，一直到他去当兵回来就比较认真一点。那这是一种哈，啊，另外一种是什么？小孩子被奖，我哥哥是被罚哈，搞坏了。我听很多的 case 是被什么？被赏坏了，有没有听说？什么高中毕业你给辆跑车？高中毕业是怎样吗？给辆跑车哦。那就纨绔子弟了呗。好 ，OK。So we talk about actually awards and punishment needs wisdom. And my brother, you know, we only 1 year apart. My elder brother, I remember that elementary school, the first year he got into the school, and I'm still in the kindergarten.One day, my father buy a brand new bicycle for my brother. I just like, ooh, what happened? Because when we were very little in Taiwan, and especially in the east part of Taiwan, it's very countryside, very rural side. So the economic situation for all the families is not that good.But then my father spent some money to buy a brand new bicycle for my brother. And it ended up, it's like my brother get in America like straight A, something like that. And so we are so happy. And before my brother learned how to ride a bicycle, I'm the first one know how to ride a bicycle. Okay. But this...kind of award that did not help my brother to succeed. On the other hand, he kind of rebel. He kind of ruined his own life. Not ruined, like, He because my father's punishment is too severe, he become very against my father, and then they have a very bad relationship, and he didn't want to study anymore for quite some time. Okay, so for example, I remember when he was little, I don't even know what mistake he made or something, and my father will beat him up.Very seriously. So, and it happened very frequent, you know, like you know, the boy, teenager boy or very little boy, they just cannot control themselves, you know. And then just my father just used very severe punishment to him. And so, and my brother just let him, he had a very bad relationship with my father for a long time. And then he didn't want to study anymore until he, 退伍怎么讲? He everybody need to join the army, right? After he relieved, get back from the army, then he started to pick up, his study again. Okay. So that's the case that, you know, as a parent, how you award and punish your children is really tricky. And I heard even more many stories about the parents, award the children too much. And it spoil the children. Okay. So, for example, I heard people graduate from high school and then the parents give them a sport card. I'm like, you know, high school, is that a great achievement? I don't know. But then college, you know, so the children got spoiled because they think that everything they did, they expect the parents need to give them something. They take it for granted. Even they grow up, parents should give me house. And then you should give me this, you should give me that. Even before you die, whatever you have is mine. That kind of attitude. And these kids basically just got spoiled. Right? And so, as a king, award and punishment also decided how you can earn your people's heart or how you can ruin or support your people. It depends your country will be good or bad. Okay. 那请问哈，你们来这边做义工哈，有没有赏罚哈？你们有没有啊？这大家都是做义工，你们来做义工，你们觉得有赏罚吗？不敢讲，有没有赏？法师给你们吃巧克力哈，哦，法师拿泡茶给你们喝哈，弄咖啡，你们觉得这是赏？其实不是在于咖啡跟巧克力的本身嘛，哈，是说，哎，法师有注意到你们很辛苦，精神不好，或是肚子饿，好，那今天假设庙里没有好的巧克力，哈，就那么两块饼干，算不算赏？好，那不能说 Godiva 的巧克力才算赏，对不对？啊，然后随便一块饼干就不算赏，哈，其实是来当义工他，因为大家是要连包括法师都是义工。我们来这边要培福的时候是要培福，好，但是我们之间的关怀是必须要有的。这个赏哈，倒不是说哇，你这次哈煮七天哈，所以要 big awards， 然后你哈只有礼拜二来煮十个人的饭就 small awards 哈，那法师，那我们法师就常常被人家讲说，你们哈叫做什么？眼睛一个大一个小嘛齁，然后你看有的人好像齁大功德主齁就大巧克力，然后小功德主小巧克力齁，那没有捐钱的就没有齁，这样我们就很失败，这种赏罚就很失败，对吧？而是每一个人默默的做，即便他就是一直在扫地，只是煮一锅饭，那我们都有注意到，那这种caring， 其实我相信是所有义工，包括以前我们做义工的时候，师父不用给我们巧克力了，他只要一看到我们，跟我们点个头，我们就很高兴。有时候还会去厨房看看我们，对，那我们就很高兴，表示师父知道我们在这边努力工作，好，他不用给我们巧克力，也不用咖啡可以给我们吃的。所以我觉得，身为一个义工，他的赏不是说真正是什么，而是说哦，你有关怀到我，你有关心到我。
这样子。
那 punishment 呢？ So as a volunteers, do you receive awards? Some people say, yeah, I got chocolate, I got coffee, I got tea. I say, when I was a volunteer, I don't care if Shifu give me chocolate or coffee, you know. But he come to the kitchen and just like look at us, work very hard there. And I feel very, you know, very happy because the Shifu noticed that we are working there very hard. So the cookie chocolate is not a really award for the volunteers. It's the caring that is really the award. But how about the punishment? 通常啊，我们没有 punish 义工，但是义工会 punish 我们。好，常常啊，就会在门口，我以后呢，再也不要进这个庙门。好跳，对吧？哈，他说我再不来煮饭，我再也好，这法事怎样哈？这样哈，好，然后对吧？我们不能把义工 fire 掉，我们也不能把法师 fire 掉。好，那但是呢 ，punishment 就是哈，义工很生气，对我们来讲就是很大的 punishment。So, in the temple, we cannot punish volunteers. We cannot ask them to leave, you know, don't come again. This is against our mission, okay? But our volunteers will punish us. Sometimes, probably we didn't do things perfectly or didn't do it what they expected. Sometimes they will just like shout to us like say, 法师, I will never come back again. I will never cook again. I will never do this and that again. Actually, that's a very great punishment for 法师, okay? We never lay off our volunteers. We cannot lay off our monastic. But the thing is, when things didn't work out in the right way, the emotions between us is actually a great punishment. Okay. So I'm here. I'm sure nobody come here to be lazy. Okay. Come here to do volunteers work. Everybody try to work hard. The problem is this world need to do it my way, not your way. That's the problem. Okay. But anyway.Right now, 像现在哈，在美国哈，我们生活在这种安居乐业的国家里面。请问，身为一个总统，你要怎么样来赏罚你的 citizen 呢？有没有说，我们哈从可以报税赚钱的第一天，老老实实的报税，报到你退休的那一天？国家给你一个 certificate, 说此人是 good citizen, 因为他每年都如实报税。然后那些有钱的人齁、哦、常常逃一大堆税，对不对？然后有啦，现在有抓逃漏税了齁、哦、但也不能说哎呦这么有钱的人，然后就给他一张公司前面贴一张黑牌，这个老板逃税。大概没有这样做，对不对？所以逃税的继续逃税，报税后来听说也不得不报，因为没办法，没办法逃税，就只好报税，变这样哈。所以呢，在一个民主的国家里面哈，赏罚呢就不像说你是 kingdom 哈，或是一个就是你是一个国王的那种统治方式了哈。那这个时候其实赏呢。不是那么重要，赏是还不如赏就变成一个良好的制度。好，就比如说我忽然中间失业了，好，政府会给我一点什么补助金，好，让我在这个六个月里面 我可以好好的再找工作，哎，这样我就已经觉得很感恩了哈。那我若退休以后呢，好，就没钱了嘛，好啊，刚好小孩子也不养我了，好，那我还可以去申请一个什么医疗系统，我生病的时候国家还会照顾我，哎，这样我就很感恩，还是国家有在照顾我们的子民，好。这个时候呢，他的奖赏变成用制度体制来照顾我们，那罚变成什么？就法令，就变成法令哈。你若是做错事情，那他就把你怎样？你就要接受什么处罚，对不对？那有一个国家的体制，你不能偷啊，你不能杀人啊，对不对？你不能做这些不好的事情，那他就会有一个制度来惩罚你哈。So, right now, very few country is running by the king. Okay, so most people are running by the president elected by the people run this country, for example. And so awards and punishment become less significant. But we establish a system. For example, if I lost job, I got laid off, I can receive some money from the government for 6 months so that I can still pay my rent, I can have food to eat, and I can have time to look for my next job. That's a benefit from the government, and that's the caring from the government, right? And also, if I retire, and then it just happened that I don't have too much savings because many reasons. And it happens that my children have no ability or they don't want to take care of me. But then we can apply some Medicare or something. And the government will pay our medical expenses. And that's the benefit we receive from the country. And that's also the caring from the country. How about punishment? We are punished by the law. Okay? So everybody should follow the law. Sorry. So if you do something wrong, the government will know how to punish us. And how about Buddhist? As a practitioner, as a Buddhist who want to become a Buddha, it's a long journey. And also our mind powers, sometimes not great. And sometimes our karma is not great. What we should do. <coughs> 第三佛轮啊，我们都是佛教徒哈，我们来到一个道场修行，都希望早一天能够成佛了。可是呢，我们的心力不是那么的强，我们的业力又是那么的复杂，还有很多习性哈。那我们在一个团体里面修行呢，那到底要怎么样？借由赏罚达到是什么正面的效应，而不是因为赏罚呢被怎样被 ruin 哈，被 spoil 这样哈。所以赏罚呢，它可以帮助你，但它也可以害你。看我们要怎么样操作，一定要看这个人的根性。所以在这边他是说，赏罚要看人的，同样的戒律的实践也要看人的哈。那在这边佛陀是讲，他说呢，如果呢一个人呢，他来加入僧团，来跟佛要学习哈。可是呢，他常常思念心乱， 思念心乱是什么？意思就是说他常常 lost their mind 哈。那这个时候呢，就是说常常就想这个想那个，又想做这个又想这样子哈。看到女生就爱啊，看到财宝也想要拥有啊，然后呢，看到这个酒也想喝，哈，就是你就常常心乱七八糟，然后想一些乱七八糟的事情。这时候佛就要怎么样设定戒律哈 ，Vinaya 戒律。基本的什么五戒，对不对？不能杀，不能淫，不能怎样怎样，这就是必须要遵守的戒律。好，所以你看戒律其实是在帮助我们怎样保持一个清净的心性。你喝酒喝醉了你怎么修行了？心事都是乱去，你都不能控制你自己啊。那你酒后就会乱性，乱性就会乱做事，对不对？那你怎么修行呢？好，那所有的一些戒律哈，不能吃洋葱大蒜啊，好，那为什么？不要让我们很容易起嗔恨心，或是什么起淫欲心，对吧？那我们就要设定佛陀设定戒律，就是通常都是有弟子犯错。然后就设定这个rule，说不可以，不可以这样，不可以这样子，哈，让我们的心性纯正，可以好好的修行。So in the Buddhist community, we all come here try to attain Buddhahood, but with different karma and habit. Some people still, when they found out good wine, they want to drink, and then they found out good looking, you know, woman or handsome guy, then they wanted to be with them, okay? And sometimes, you know, when they found a good stuff, they want to own a good stuff. So the craving, the hatred, the jealousy, everything will generate because of this deluded mind. And so Buddha established precepts, Vinaya, saying that no killing,Okay, no sexual misconduct or no sexual conduct, no drinking alcohol, no onion and no garlic. It's helping us, you know, to keep our mind clean, clear, and aware, might be mindful. Okay, so we all know that you drink too much alcohol, you lost your mind. And you will eat too much onion and garlic.You will easily get angry, and also you easily generate a sexual desire. So Buddha established Vinaya, try to help us to practice better, not limit it or restrict us, you know, like tie us up. Okay, so that's the original purpose for the Vinaya. How about rules of conduct?那我们呢还有呢好、哦、戒律有啊，我们都是五戒都守了呀，但是呢我们生活在一个团，尤其是出家众、哦、大家来自不同的背景，来自不同的这个家庭，不同的生活习惯，对吧？然后生活在一起的时候呢就很精彩了、哦、那我们就要生活规约，好，比如说四点起板，有的人呢，你不要两点起来，把大家吵得不行，但你也不能一直睡到六点，好，这四点起床，十点睡觉，有的夜猫子弄到两点不睡，那如果说没有这个戒律的话，哈，夜猫子两点吵到两点睡，然后 early bird 呢就两点起来。那大家都不要睡觉，就每天24小时都有人在睡觉，都有人在干活。好，那你觉得这僧团会变成什么样子？而且一上百人上千人的一个团体，对吧？那还有呢，哇，我身体很寒欸，我要吃这个。那有人就说，我来自马来西亚，我一定要吃辣椒。然后呢，有的人又 需要我要吃沙拉，然后每个人因为有他的饮食习惯，对不对？那如果说吼、哦、这样说不能煮大锅菜齁、哦、就是好吧，那我们来分锅好了齁、哦、有辣没辣，然后呢生的跟熟的齁、哦、然后再来饭的跟面包的弄成一堆，你觉得我们生团吃饭的时候会变什么样？虽然不是满汉全席齁、哦、那个桌子齁、哦、一定会摆很长，然后你不同区对不对，那这怎么办？不行。所以我们在我们寺院里面不能开小锅，就是一个大厨房一个大锅，大家都是一起吃同样的食物。你可以有拌，你就把辣椒放一边嘛，你要吃辣你自己加，你要吃姜你自己加、哦、但是所有的东西你不能用你的，除非你生病你不可以开小锅，不可以有自己的冰箱。好，就这样。So, the rules of conduct, especially for monastic. All the monastic come from different educational backgrounds, come from different families. We have different habit of eating. We have different preference, of life schedule, you know.But if all the monastic come to the temple and some early bird wake up at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. and some late what? Some people like to work very late. They sleep at 2 a.m. and some people wake up at 6 o'clock. Some people sleep at 10 p.m. So in 24 hours,there are people go to sleep and wake up and some work. So this kind of lifestyle will be very disturbing. Everybody just do whatever they want. So this is a no-no in the temple, in the monastic. So we establish the schedule. 4 o'clock, wake up. 10 o'clock, night lights out. And we have some meditation section. We have meal time. Everything is...Just follow the schedule. This is the rule. And you cannot argue it. And another thing is about eat. You know, we have different eating habit. Some people prefer salad, bread. Some people need hot food, you know, soup. And some people like spicy food. Okay. And some people like rice. Some people like noodles. And if we...fulfill everyone's need, then our dinner table is going to be very long, and we have to cook. The kitchen will be very busy cooking like 30, 50 dishes to fulfill everybody's need. And when can we practice? We spend so much time just cooking, right? And everybody will like, you know, pick and choose. Oh, today I like spicy.Tomorrow, you basically need to look through all the dishes in order to make the decision what you want to eat. This is not good for our, you know, practice. So in the temple, we only have one wok, one kitchen, one kind, you know, everybody eats the same food and you can have different spice and sauce. And then unless you get sick, really sick, you can have special food.Okay. You 们不要小看这一点点小事情。我去年初去，不是去 study 戒律吗？在西雅图。那乌英长老你讲了一个故事。他说，在中国的一个很有名的戒律道场，他不讲是哪一个。一个很有名的戒律道场关门，整个山头关起来，为什么？就是因为吃饭的问题。大家 complain 说，我现在工作很忙啊， 我是吃客师哎，我弄一弄弄一弄哈，中午人家最忙的时候，等我要吃饭都一点两点了哈。然后呢，有的人就说，哎呦，我就开会开很晚啊，然后这个 schedule 变成就是说大家没有办法那个 meal time 不能 same time。最后吵到后来就说，好，你午餐的可以自己煮，你自己 take care 嘛，因为厨房大厨房收起来，你不可以自己去。最后呢，是每个人呢的房间里都有一个小锅子，还有一个小冰箱哈，然后你呢要吃饭的时候你就来哈，看冰箱有什么。这还不是一个问题，问题是说你冰箱的食物哪里来，对吧？那就要找护法了呗。好，那护法大家一目望去嘛，这个人哎，他常常买好东西，而且他买的都是 organic 的。我就哎 ,Wendy, 我需要青菜两把，好，organic豆腐两盒，好，而且是每天哦，三餐哦。然后这个人就哎，看他那么发心，对不对？然后另外一个人也找他，这个人也找他，然后大家就什么抢大护法。好，这个人发心嘛，要什么有什么的话，就只管跟他要，然后人家看到他也跟他要，然后要到护法也起烦恼。好啊，然后大家法师为了抢大护法吵架，大家就想要有一个最好有那个 resource, 要什么有什么的这种 resource。这是在戒律里面非常，我们所有的食物、衣物、饮食全部是统一处理的。你不可以去募小款，你不可以去私人募你自己，除非你医药需要。你不能说哎，我这个喉糖每个人发一个，我法师我不需要啊，因为我感冒我需要，对不对？但有人他没有咳嗽他不需要，他就不要嘛，对不对？但是我们所有的衣物饮食是统一处理的，不那个 case 就是最后大家为了争护法，争大护法，吵得不可开交，就为了因为开放大家可以开小锅这件事情开始，那家戒律道场关门。你们不要轻忽这个戒律，也请你们护身的时候要保护 support 法师们持戒，这是很诚恳的一句话。我听到那个时候我有点想啊，我们现在是因为法师们这里住那里住，但是我还是 encourage 法师们，你在那边住同一起吃，在这边住就一起，在这边就一起吃，请大家不要私自找护法募你自己个人需要的东西。那我们要募的时候一定是六位法师六件，你要捐你就捐六件，你不能捐六件你就要到功德箱是刻出去捐款嘛，共生嘛，我们自己去买嘛，对吧？这件事情在戒律以一个僧团来讲是非常非常重要的一个规则。I was very shocked when I hear a story. Last year, I went to Seattle. I participated in a Vienna study group. And the Master Wu Yin told us a story about a precept monastery. Okay, so we are the Chan school monastery, right? And there are precept schools monastery. Because, you know, nowadays in the modern life, even in a temple, we have very busy schedule, right? The receptionists need to take care of a lot of visitors. They cannot put down their work at 12 sharp and go to the kitchen, the dining hall, and eat. And sometimes, and some people need to have a meeting, and then they miss the meal time very often. So the Sangha argued with each other, shall we open for personal cooking? So for those people who miss the meals, can cook some food and eat. Otherwise, our main kitchen, the central kitchen, provide food on schedule and kitchen clothes on schedule. You have no food to eat, right? So that precept, school, monastery, end up allowed monastic to cook food if they missed the meals. And so it end up everyone in their rooms has a little pot, and they have a little refrigerator to keep the food. And this is not a problem. The problem is, where does the food in your refrigerator come from? You have to ask some people to support your food, right? And some people have rich. They can provide you organic everything. They buy very luxury food for you. And then once the monastic identify this kind of people, everybody try to ask food from that person. And that person get vexations because every day there are like 10, 20 people ask food from them. And also, monastic fighting with each other because they will think, I found this person. How can you ask him or her as well? They're fighting for the supporter. And that's the problem. Is once we open a chance for everybody to cook for themselves, then they need to find a resource for the food. And basically, this Sangha split it. Small group. If you are a good friend of mine, and I got good stuff, I share with you, but not you. I don't like you. Right? So here, I'm just like remind everyone, I know you support us very much. You like to buy good stuff to us. But from these little things, I learned that why the purpose of the precepts and regulations are needed, really needed for the Sangha. Okay. Otherwise, the Sangha will easily split it. And then we argue with each other. And we become small group everywhere. And this is not good for the practice. Can you imagine every day you have to think, who should I talk to buy what food? And where is your mind? How can you practice everyone every day? Just think of the three meals. It's too complicated. Okay. So I spend some time talk about precept because the next chapter, huge volume, also about precepts and regulation. In other words, precepts and regulation is the core practice for practitioner. If you don't follow the precepts, your mind always moving about things that you're craving for, you don't like. And this, it's not, your mind cannot even come, let alone enter into samadhi. Okay. You are farther away from the samadhi. Okay. So we will talk about this topic in the next chapter. And the next chakra, the king chakra, is obey kingdom's law. Okay. What is this law? 那第四个王伦呢，好，那你这个国家哈，治理赏罚也有了哈，大家安居乐业哈，可是呢，奉行治国的政法是什么？在一个国家里面哦，好，会有很多邪知邪见的。这个邪知邪见呢，会影响一个国家人民的心性。 好，甚至会彻底推翻你这个国家的。不要小看这个邪知邪见，邪神外道。好 So we talk about the fourth king chakra. Okay, you protect your territory, everybody live happily, and then you have awards and punishment toward this country. Everything seems stabilized. But there are some erroneous faith, erroneous view, and erroneous precepts that if it's spread out in this country, it will threat the stability of this country or even the power of the king. Okay. Okay. Do you know what it is? 你们知道这是什么吗？这是一个人的嘴唇啊，然后塞了一个盘子在那边，然后你把这个盘子拿下来，你的嘴唇，你们好，这个你嘴巴合起来的时候，你的下嘴唇会有一个这样一圈在这里。这是在非洲的一个部落哈，叫 Mercy， 好，那不知道为什么呢？他们就演变的一个习俗，是你女孩子哈，大不了几岁的时候呢，她就开始割你这个哈啊，要你下面的牙齿要这两颗要拿掉。然后开始一直拉这个牙唇，一直拉，一直从小的盘开始一直大，一直大，一直大，一直大哦。然后呢，你的可以塞得越大，表示你越美。然后你结婚的时候呢，比如说他们在非洲部落是这样哈，你结婚的时候呢，你嫁女儿，男方要给你牛当嫁妆。那牛呢？牛不是他们的牛，就是他们的财产哈。所以你为了要娶一个女儿啊，娶一个媳妇儿呢，你至少要花30只牛嘛。但你的这个可以越大的话呢，牛越多。所以呢，大家就尽量想办法哈，弄到最大。这时候呢，就是越漂亮。然后你结婚的时候呢，你的牛就可以拿到越多，你知道吗？所以生女儿可以赚钱的。Okay, this is I think some tribe from Africa. This is a Mercy woman. You can check out from the website that they have a tradition called lip plates. So when the woman grow up, maybe like 7 years old, they start to cut their lips, and then you have to remove the bottom teeth, two of them. And then you start to stick in a small plate, like coin, and it gradually enlarge the plate so that your lips get bigger. This is when you put a big plate, and then when you remove it, you see the lips become a circle here. So in this tribe, this is called beautiful woman. If you can put larger plates,It means you are more beautiful. And then when you get married, the man's side will give, usually their tradition is when two people get married, the man's side need to give cows, like 30 cows as a gift to the woman's family. But if you can, then what decide is 30 cow, 40 cow, or 50 cow? Depends on how large the plate.The bigger, the more cup. This become their tradition. This is their value of beauty. Okay, so they keep doing this. And how about woman, man? This is a Harmer tribe. Okay, for men, when they grow up, they need to prove that they are a man. The tradition is they have to.So called bull jumping ceremony. Okay. 那南宋呢，他要证明他是一个男人。那这个乡村的村落的呢，他就是说当你的成年礼呢是什么，有5只牛在这边， 你要裸着身体哈，跑过那五只牛，来回三次还是五次，就表示你是一个勇敢的男人，然后你就可以娶太太。好 ，So they run back and forth like 3 or 5 times to prove that they are real men. After this ceremony, if the man got approved, then he can get married and can have wives, many wives, not one wife. Okay. In this ceremony, what does a woman do? Look at this woman. Their hand has like three sticks of bamboo. They will beg men to beat them up. Look at the back. See the scar, the bleeding, right? And then their value is that if you have more scarf here, means you are more popular. More men beat them up. So in the ceremony, boar jumping ceremony, they would grab the sticks and then beg them, please beat me up, please beat me. And then I can have more, bleeding. Then I'm more popular and I can get more cow. You know, and people can pick me as their wife. Right now, because more and more tourists visit their sites, and they found out that, oh, they don't have to stick the lip plates to look beautiful, you know. And then the people from Western country, you know, they have makeup, they have hat, they have dress, they look beautiful. Right now, less and less people have this plate tradition. And also, this, because more and more people come to their country, and then they found out that, oh, this is another way to show their popularity or beauty, okay? So they start to change. But if you run your country like this, what will you think? It's kind of weird custom, right? So you have to avoid this kind of strange behavior, okay? 所以你看啊，刚刚不是跳牛吗？在跳牛的同时，女生在干嘛？手上拿着那个三根鞭子哈，求男生打他们，然后呢要打到流血，然后你身上的那个疤痕越多，流血越多，表示你很受欢迎。然后呢，男众一跳过那牛，他就可以选太太，他就哇，看到选了太太之后呢，那女方家就可以得到什么？哎，更多的牛。那如果说在现今这个社会，如果你是一个国王啊，你这样子来治理你的国家哈，是很好。那后来呢，越来越多的人，因为越来越多的观光客去了，他们后来发现说，哦，女生也不是塞这个叫做美哈，他们看到真正的美哈，大家有没有口红一擦，哈，这个帽子一戴，然后衣服一穿，哎。也蛮漂亮的啊，好像很漂亮哎、欸，嘴巴怎么？他们开始改变他们的审美观念，然后他们开始改变哈。但是如果一个国家里面有很多这样很奇怪的一种习俗哈，然后价值观，然后来决定女生美不美，然后你结婚的时候给你多少只牛哈，这个时候呢，整个社会的价值观是被扭曲的嘛，好就不太好。那我们佛法的正知，我们佛法哈，在修行的时候，正知见重不重要啊？假设呢，在我们世间哈，如果我们是皈依三宝，如果你不皈依三宝，然后你有邪见，你就会邪意，然后你会要着邪法。 然后你就会有邪心，然后就会受无量的苦。那这时候佛陀就跟我们讲说，哦，不管怎么样皈依三宝，而且呢就是要修十善，然后要怎么样，是就是所谓的协议齁，就是要修什么 ?For mindfulness, 齁 ,for mindfulness, 是念住齁，然后要修三十七道品齁。So, how about the Buddhist, the fourth Buddha chakra, how to establish right view? Also, in Buddhism, there are some erroneous refugees.Erroneous view, erroneous mind, and erroneous dharma, and erroneous behavior. If we follow that, then we will get into endless suffering. So Buddha encouraged us, you know, we have to take the refuge in the Buddha Dharma and Sangha. And also, we need to follow the 10 wholesome deeds, and then 4 mindfulness.And also the 3 practices to the Buddhahood. That's our right view and right practice. Look at this. I don't know if you remember, 1995, there is a Tokyo. Okay. Tokyo subway sarin attack. 我不晓得你们记不记得1995年有一个非常大的，就是在地铁有一个沙林毒气的一个事件啊。好，我注意到这个的原因是因为我发现这个呢是他的创办人。这个创办人呢1995年被逮到以后呢是去年才被处绞刑。历经了大概20年。那这个创办人呢，好，他是，我等一下我看下面有写哈，他呢就是用佛教，他是附佛外道，他是用佛教的名义哈，他想他的主旨是要恢复原始佛教的哦，然后他又掺杂了一些基督教的教义、印度教的教义，还有瑜伽的一些思想跟方法。这样子哦，也堂而皇之的在日本吸引了很多人。那他后来呢，要想要甚至想要这个攻击这个皇族，想要 take over， 好，所以他开始一步一步的，就是一直攻击，一直恐怖攻击，哈，到95年这个是最大的，死的人也最多，然后才引起社会的注意。然后才把这个邪教呢给控制住了，这样子哈。So this is the founder, okay? So he established this religion based on Buddhism, okay? And then so he also borrowed some of the concept from Christianity, Hindu religion, and also yoga as practice to establish a new religion.That their mission try to get back to the original Buddhism. Okay. So he attract more and more people and end up they think that they need to take over this country in order to achieve their mission. They start to have a little bit of the terror attack. And then the biggest is in 1995 that dozen people die and thousands of people still have the effect by the poison, the neural poison. And this is what they call, I don't know how to, Shinrikyo. Okay, Shinrikyo. Okay. 什么什么真理教的哈。It's a, this,religion is a Japanese doomsday cult founded by the so-called Asahara, okay, in 1984. See, 10 years. So it's a syncretic belief system combined early Indian Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism, Hinduism, Christian, yoga, and the prophets. You know the Nostradamus. They combine all of this and build up a new religion. And then he claimed that he can transfer spiritual power to his follower and ultimately take away their sins and bad deeds. 他的想法就是说, 他呢, 可以把他的神力, 他的超能力, 传给, 好, 就, 哇, 这样, 就传给你了, 哈, 而且呢, 他可以把你的这个, 所有的业力啊, 哈, 所有的不好的行为, 他就把你带走。 这还是佛教吗? 对吧? 所以如果在我们佛教里面, 里面有这样的一些邪说邪法呢, 那佛教是很容易被怎么样? 人家讲说, 外面别人的教攻击我们, 都好挡御的啦。 自己内部的人搞乱, 就是内贼难防, 对吧? 你是, 假设你, 你也觉得你是佛教, 可是你在做违背佛教教义的事情的时候, 你就很容易毁灭佛教, 对不对? 所以这个部分是很重要的, 就是说在, 我们在讲这个, 邪说, 当你戒律什么都弄好的时候呢, 如果佛教内部还有这些邪说邪见邪法的话呢, 那也是一个大问题, 那对于日本来讲, 他们有这样的一种团体在的时候, 对他们的国家的安全, 甚至皇室的一个地位, 或是政府的一个地位, 都会造成威胁的, 所以这个都是必须要处理的, I probably don't have time to finish. Did I say? Okay, so any religions, if other religions criticize you, it's easier for you to protect your religion because you have the principles, you have the guidelines, you have the practice, and you have the Sangha to establish and prove that you are not wrong, okay? But the worst part for all the religion, the worst part is in your own religions, there are some erroneous group, established erroneous view, erroneous practice, and that's the real threat for that religion. No matter it's Christian, Catholic, you know, Muslim, Muslim has Islamic, but whatever. If in each religion you have this kind of erroneous, strange group in your own religion, this is a real threat. It will ruin this religion and ruin how people look at this religion because other people don't understand that other people's religions, they only superficially understand. But if you, there are some group in that religion doing some weird stuff or doing some weird behavior or some damaged behavior that really damage that religion. So as a king, if you rule this country, you have to watch out for those very strange behavior in the country. And as a religious group, we also need to observe, those kind of erroneous group grow. And we have to be careful to handle that issue. Okay, so next, we will talk about the fifth chakra, the defense system for a king, a kingdom, and also what is the defense system for a practitioner? Okay, so that's what I will talk about in my next talk.